You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Well, here we go, Retromaniacs. I am back for yet another one of these solo episodes. I'm hoping you're not getting too tired of hearing my voice and enjoying the Essential Movie Podcast series. It's definitely been a lot of fun doing it, so I'm going to continue to do it, and hopefully you continue to listen. So that'll be our little deal, okay? So we are just a few days past Christmas. It's actually New Year's Eve today. So I'm actually recording on the 31st of December. 2019 is coming to an end. Wake up tomorrow, it'll be 2020. So we'll see if I actually stay awake long enough to see the New York ball drop tonight. Haven't had a nap or anything like that, so I am getting a little bit older, so that kind of thing isn't that exciting to me anymore. But you know, if there's something going on around the house, I'll definitely stay awake. I know my youngest daughter, who is 11, said that she wanted to stay awake long enough to watch that, so I'm probably going to be up, and then that just means that we'll be sleeping in a bit tomorrow, because that's the way we're going to be. So, I don't know, what's happened since the last time we talked? Well, Christmas, obviously. I actually got another puzzle. Something you guys may not know about me is that I like to do jigsaw puzzles. I know what you're thinking. That's very old man of me. But, you know, it's like one of those things that it's really cool to just be sitting there and working on getting those puzzle pieces together and trying to get that image completed. But anyway, what I'm saying is I got another retro-themed puzzle for Christmas, but I had one that was focused on the 1980s that I hadn't put together yet. So I wanted to, I didn't want to start the puzzle I just got for Christmas until I did the 1980s one. So I took the plastic off of it and unwrapped it and then started it on Christmas Day. And I actually had completed it in, what was it, 4 days? Is that what? Finished it, let's see, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. So I finished it on Sunday. So yeah, it's 4 days. It's 80s. Themed puzzle. So it had a whole bunch of different images of the 80s, you know, from Madonna, Michael Jackson's Thriller album, Die Hard, Facts of Life. I had Saved by the Bell, which confused me for a few minutes. I had to look that one up because I thought that was more 90s, but I guess that did start in the very, very late 80s. So that was on there. Hill Street Blues. A lot of iconic news events, were around there, like World Aid. All those kind of things were, the AIDS quilt was on it. So a lot of news events and pop culture references. Swatch Watch was on it. And so it was really cool. It was really cool to really have that to work on. And actually, I found it kind of easy because, you know, obviously I did it in 4 days. But at the same time, each one of the images was distinct enough that I was able to get the majority of it done with very minimal difficulty. Something that I've started to say on the podcast, and I've been actively trying to avoid politics. I really have. I don't want to lose listeners because of, you know, our viewpoint on politics. But I probably have eluded enough hints and said enough that you realize that I'm not a fan of President Donald Trump. I think we're allowed to have a difference of opinion if you don't agree with me. I'm going to do my best not to prejudge you, and I'm hoping that you do the same thing of me. Don't prejudge me. However, comma, since it's my puzzle, there was a section that had Donald Trump's 1980s book called The Art of the Deal. And I had completed every part of the puzzle except for that book cover. And I was tempted to leave it out. And then when I told my daughter I was done, she came over to take a look. And she noticed that I had that one little section that I hadn't completed, because I just couldn't put my heart into putting his image on this puzzle that of all this other pop culture reference that I really loved. That's just the way I'm wired right now about the man that is Donald Trump. So I didn't want him, I didn't want his likeness on this masterpiece I had completed. But I reluctantly put those pieces together, and the puzzle's 100% complete, including him. But I just wanted to quickly kind of lay it out there and let you know, the way I'm wired right now, of how I feel about him and how it impacted me just doing a simple puzzle. I don't want to, say that I'm registering myself as to one specific political party or not. I just, like I said, I don't agree with a lot of his standpoint of the way that he says things and the way he acts. So like I said, that's the way I feel. If you feel differently and you are a strong supporter of Donald Trump, then that's your bag. I've got my bag. And let's be cool with each other. Let's be excellent. No reason to fight about it. Of course, I'd have a lot of questions for you, and I'm sure you've got a lot of questions for me as to why I feel the way I do. But let's not break up because of that, please. Anyway, needless to say, the puzzle was a lot of fun. I think I'd gotten maybe two pieces. My son had put one piece in, and I think my daughter put the other piece in. But other than that, the 1,000 pieces were pretty much exclusively done by me in 4 days. It's like one of those things where I walk by the table and I see it sitting there, and I can't stop myself from just actively trying to get the next few pieces in. And then over the course of those 4 days, next thing you know, I was done. Would have been nice to know what was the grand total time that I spent for those whole 4 days working on that puzzle. Anyway, nonetheless, 1980s puzzle, checkmark, done. All right, so why are we here? What are we going to talk about? We are going to talk about an essential movie. So let us insert our bumper here.
This is 80-something podcast.
I don't think there's anybody back there.
You or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Ghostbusters. Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you.
And now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
It to each other. And party on, dudes!
Hey, this is Dave, and you're listening to Bonsai Retro Club podcast, and we appreciate you tuning in and checking us out. What I'm doing for you today is going on our journey, or continuing our journey of the 1980s Essential Movie Podcast List. For your reference and for the new people, what you should know is that I found a list on RottenTomatoes.com, and the premise was that the editorial staff or whoever was contributing author of the article, I don't even know if it's editorial staff, whoever it was that created the article, put together a list of 140 essential 1980s movies. Once I found that list, I decided that it would be a fun challenge to try to do an episode for every one of those movies. So starting from 140 and working my way to number one, which is the way their list is laid out. So where I'm at right now, as you would have known when you clicked on the title of the episode, you would have known we're talking about Commando 1985, which is number 91 on that list. So we all caught up. We all know what's going on now. Can I continue? Sure, let's do that. So as I've been doing all these things, I have my handy-dandy Google device. So I'll say, hey, Google, tell us about the movie Commando.
Commando is a 1985 movie directed by Mark L. Lester, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ray Don Chong, and Alyssa Milano.
Hey, Google, tell me the plot of Commando.
Here's the synopsis of Commando. Retired Special Forces soldier John Matrix Arnold Schwarzenegger lives with daughter Jenny Alyssa Milano in isolation, but his privacy is disturbed by former Commander Franklin Kirby, James Olsen, who warns him that his fellow soldiers are getting killed one by one. After Kirby leaves, Jenny is kidnapped by former Latin American dictator Arias Dan Hedaya, who wants Matrix to restore him to power. Instead, Matrix sets out to take down the rogue leader and rescue his daughter.
And then what I normally do is I'll insert the trailer to the movie. So I'll be inserting the trailer here.
They hunted him down.
You know, Colonel, we went to a lot of trouble to find you.
They murdered his friends. And they took the only thing he would kill for.
If you want your kid back, then you gotta cooperate. Right?
Wrong.
Now, somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna pay.
Do you think that he is going to give us any problems?
He'll do exactly as he's told.
Hasta luego, fellas.
You're a funny guy, Sully. That's why I'm going to kill you last.
Are you gonna tell me what's going on?
No. Don't disturb my friend. He's dead tired. What are you doing?
Helping you get her back.
Remember, Sally, when I promised to kill you last?
That's right, Matrix. You did.
I lied.
If it's a mission no man can survive, he's the man for the job. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Commando.
Let's party.
Okay, so we're in a bit of a pickle here, my friends. I'm at a very challenging point right here in the way that I want to present this. And I don't have to be nice about it. Let me just lay it out there. Normally, what I do is with this podcast series, I do little to no research. And I don't want to look up the movie and regurgitate IMDb for the sake of, you know, because once I give you facts and figures and all that, you're going to be like, yeah, whatever. You just want to hear a personal story. Well, I've got a personal story with this movie, but I'm trying to be as delicate as I can, but I just said, fuck it. So I'm not going to be delicate. The situation's like this. I had actually gone my whole life up until about a week ago without seeing this movie. That's right. I had not seen the movie Commando up until about a week ago. It was on my list of the movies I have not seen. Was past tense. I decided that, you know what, I wanted to bring something a little bit more to the table of this. I was going to admit to the fact that, yes, I did see it since, I have seen it just recently. But the situation is like this. Normally, I would go into these things and I'll say why I haven't seen a movie. And the what you should know is the premise of these things is I wasn't really into a lot of the heavy-duty, big action flicks back in the mid-80s, mid to late 80s, or the horror movies. It wasn't something that I went to go see a lot of. Now, if you remember right, I lived in the small towns and, you know, they didn't have the multiplex theaters like you do at normal, relatively big cities or suburbs. So, a lot of the theaters that I had was just the one or two movies. And I don't remember being overly impressed with kind of what was going on with what Schwarzenegger was giving us. I appreciated the physical aspects of what he accomplished with his life, as far as like being, the Olympiad or, the muscle builder that he was, and, eventually the governor, but that was later in life. But anyway, back to the point. For some reason, I just wasn't wired to go see a lot of these movies. So my whole life had passed up until about a week ago without really having a strong desire to see Commando. But because I saw this movie was coming up, and I didn't want this to be another one of those big gaps where I was like going to talk to you guys and say, haven't seen it, and then there'd be the big, Dave hasn't seen Commando. I felt that I wanted to self-rectify that before having to say it. So I found it on demand, and I paid $3.99 in order to see Commando before I recorded this. Now, the problem that I have is that I've got to deliver the message to you, the listener, to say that I fucking hated it. Yeah, I'm being very, very harsh, but I want my $3.99 back. I totally do. This movie was so predictable. It was insane. It was a crime of how predictable this movie actually was. If you're a huge fan of Commando, I maybe it's because you saw it back in the 80s and you're like, yes, this is the antithesis of the great action movie and what Schwarzenegger was bringing to the table. I didn't see it. I really, like I said, I want my money back. Let's talk about the good things of the movie. Very young Alyssa Milano. I thought she did really well as the daughter of Colonel Matrix. Ray Don Chan is always she's a beautiful lady. She is. And that's pretty much where I'm at with the good stuff. Everything was so predictable. It's insane how predictable. You have the guy that worked with him from the past, wants to settle the score, prove that he's better than Colonel Matrix. So you've got him as kind of the big bad boss guy. He's not the boss, but he's the big bad guy that's kind of there. And you know that that's going to be the final battle. You know that Matrix is going to be having to fight him at the end. Sure as shit, that's exactly what happened. And then the guy's got him dead to rights, has got a gun on him, and Matrix is able to get him to drop his gun so they can go to a knife fight? Bullshit. Really? I don't get it, guys. I just do not get it. And, of course, you've got to give the main character a daughter to get captured in order to suck him back into that world that he's, air quote, retired from. So it's so predictable. And of course, the one woman that he ends up, who ends up helping him happens to also be a pilot. Predictable. I don't get how this could be a, you know, must-see movie. It probably would have been better had I not seen it, so that I can tell you I haven't seen it, and then you guys can just go, why hasn't Dave seen Commando? And instead of now me seeing it, and it, I feel like it had wasted my money. So you know what? I almost feel like if you guys want me to have a true account of the movies that I haven't seen, that I almost need like some sort of like donation fund. You know, if there's movies that are coming up that you feel that I should have seen that I haven't seen, of course, you're not going to know that until I tell you I haven't seen it. But I almost feel like I need to get like some sort of fund to see these movies, because I don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger and, you know, pay money to see another movie, you know, in fear that it's going to be like this. I can't get over how predictable this was. I knew every step of the way what was going to happen next. You had a situation where he's retired. His former general that was in charge of him shows up, says, "Hey, some of your guys are getting killed. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, hey, you should protect yourself. I'm going to leave you with some guys." Basically, those guys turn out to be the red shirts from Star Trek. They end up getting dead immediately. So you have that situation. Then his daughter gets captured. Then he gets sucked in to go rescue his daughter. And then, you know, we go through all the steps with, you know, him trying to track down and solve the mystery of where she's at. And it's very easy for him to do that by following just the right people. And there you go. You end up to the end where you get to the final boss battle, which is a guy that he formerly worked with when they were special forces together. And he always wanted to be able to prove himself better than Matrix. And then that's when we get run into a situation where he has the gun on him. He could have shot him right there. End of story. Said, "I'm the better person." But no. Matrix convinces him, you know, "Hey, let's drop the gun and let's see who's actually better." And the guy does it. And then he fucking does it. How stupid. But I guess welcome to the 1980s action flick, right? Is that what everybody was excited about? Is that the reason to watch these things? I don't know. Here's the problem I'm going to have. Am I not going to like movies when I watch them now because I'm 49 years old? Or should I have seen them when I was younger and maybe I would have appreciated what they were producing? Or maybe is this movie so predictable because all the movies that have followed it had that same formula, and therefore I don't recognize Commando as being that inventive because I didn't see it when it was first released. So all of that is kind of weighing around in my head. I don't know how to feel about it. I don't know whether I'm being too hard on it, but all I know is that as from my 49-year-old perspective and not having seen it before, I want my time and I want my money back. Now, this movie does not go into the pile of the worst movies I've ever seen. It does not. But it's definitely among the low ones. So I've got to, you know, like I said, I don't know what I'm going to do here going forward. If there is a movie that is coming up that I actually would have to pay in order to watch, in order to give you my true feelings about it, I don't know if I'm going to be so quick to do it. I felt like it was something I had to do for Commando. And I don't know, now that I've just seen it, I don't know why I felt that way. Maybe it would have been better had I not seen it. Anyway, let me wrap this up. Remind everybody, we have a website out there. That's BanzaiRetroClub.com, BanzaiRetroClub.com. please go there, and there's links to our social media. I'd recommend following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I know there's links to other stuff, but those are the ones that we really try to do something with, and the other ones are just kind of auto-populating with the feed from Podbean. If you have an Apple device, we do appreciate if you would subscribe to us and give us a rating review. For all of those that are on the Podbean app, we do appreciate you doing your follow stuff. We are well over, 600 followers now, and it continues to rise. So you guys are amazing. Thank you. Well, basically all of our listeners, thank you. I mean, you are all amazing, but the Podbean app gives us the ability to actually see and track, that activity, which is very awesome to see. You want to drop us an email, that's mcfly@bonsairetroclub.com. This part where I'm going to remind you to please be excellent to each other and have a good whatever. Bye-bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai Daniel-san!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 The next episode, we're going to be talking 1989, Field of Dreams.